Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Let's see. Mark joining us from Mexico City again as Ari is going to be gearing up to head out to Rogers Campground this weekend for the upcoming Fork Fest, which is the decentralized alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, happening from Thursday the 15th through this Sunday, I believe the 18th, if I recall correctly.
That's correct.
And then, of course, it'll be followed by the Porcupine Freedom Festival from the 19th through the 25th. So if you can make it up for either or both, I think it'll be worth your while. It should be a lot of fun. I'm hoping to be able to stop by more than once. I'm not allowed to spend the night there, but...
Yeah, that's so capricious.
Apparently totally fine. If I were to drive 5 hours a day, I could spend every single day there.
Yeah, but that's absurd.
Yes,
right?
It's ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know what the issue is, right? You're allowed to go, and
right.
You know,
just can't stay the night in the hotel.
Yeah, you just have to be home between what, 7 and 6?
7 and 6, 7 p.m. and 6 a.m. Yeah.
Well,
so,
in all likelihood, the judge just doesn't want to look like he's pandering to you and giving you too much.
Yeah, could be. Well, yeah. Anyway, let's see here. Speaking of judges, Donald Trump has gone to his arraignment in federal court today. There were apparently some protesters that were out on both sides of the issue of
Isn't it
Trump.
Nice when you get to just, like, drive yourself to the arraignment, right? Mm. That must be, because they didn't let me take myself.
Oh, no.
They arrested me at gunpoint at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was only charged at that time with two things. Which Donald Trump's charged like what, 37
counts?
Yes,
yeah.
And the king was allowed the luxury of taking himself, not even being arrested. I'm sure, right? He has not been arrested. I'm assuming. No, of course not. There would have been riots.
Yeah, I suspect he has been processed without the handcuffs being put on. They probably took his fingerprints if they didn't already have them.
I'm sure they have those.
There was talk that they may actually get a mugshot this time. I don't know if they did or not. That has not been
reported.
Do
they want to hand him the presidency?
Well,
like, he's on really weak foot. If they had just left the guy alone, he would be done. But no, you're going to make him into a martyr going into the 2024 election, and this will actually galvanize and rile up his fan base, who otherwise were split between Trump and DeSantis.
Mm-hmm. Well, you think the DeSantis people are going to come on over to support Trump now just because?
I think a lot of DeSantis' supporters are ex-Trump supporters who became disillusioned and who will go back to Trump once Trump, you know, weaves the narrative that this is just the deep state continuing to target me because they know I'm a threat to them and I'm going to take down the elite pedophile ring or whatever. He'll win
those
people back.
Well, let me speak as somebody who kind of liked Trump. I kind of liked him in this so much as he didn't fight a whole bunch of wars.
How much is true?
And somebody who likes DeSantis even more. I like him. I was in Florida, and I'll tell you what, we got to go to pizza shops and things like that during COVID, and I like that.
So was I.
My experience, my belief is, well, I was in both New Hampshire and Florida, and I can tell you the experience in Florida was superior to the experience in New Hampshire in a variety of ways.
Depends on how you measure it, I guess.
Well, freedom is one of the
well, you've
measures.
Already,
I mean, if you're not trans, right? I mean, if you're trans, then you probably want to get out of Florida burn crosses
on the yard. We've already covered this territory,
Palm Beach.
Mark. We've already covered this territory with you. You admitted a few episodes ago
that it depended on where you were in Florida. Some areas were much worse than others, and that was true here in New Hampshire as well, where Keene, which is where we live, was worse than Manchester, for instance. So it just all depended on what was going on. And
thanks for that clarification.
And don't forget that DeSantis locked down Florida, and he he urged people to take the vaccine, and he even put troopers at the borders of Florida early on to.
Well, I hope I didn't sound like I thought that DeSantis was Harry Brown incarnate, like somehow Murray Rothbard had just come back to rule us. I didn't think that.
Okay, and I didn't think you were saying that, but you said you actually like the guy, and I'm trying to tell
you, the guy.
He's a scumbag. He's a scumbag snake who loves loves big government, loves the police state. He loves pimping for Israel, just like your typical Republican and Democrat politicians do. He loves torture. He actually called for torturing people at Guantanamo Bay by forcing food down their throats and then laughing and smiling, allegedly, while it was actually going on.
He likes getting in the way of people's right to work.
What's the story behind that?
Well, they expanded that federal immigration thing that was opt-in or voluntary. Yeah, that's
right.
It.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah.
And now it's mandatory in the state of Florida. Yeah, to say nothing
right.
of, the federal courts recently striking down the anti-trans legislation that DeSantis had, championed and then signed.
He also, speaking of discrimination, signed a supposedly anti-discrimination law where he is going to go after people with felony charges if they say things that are offensive while committing a crime. So he supports the idea of hate crime legislation. And this is just all the stuff that we know because we've been paying attention to the a-hole within the last 6 months. I mean, there's, I'm sure, tons of more stuff. Like, I've seen him signing every pro-cop bill that he could possibly get his hands on. He's created all new policing organizations there in Florida to enforce election law, from what I understand as well. I mean, we could just go on and on about this guy. He is a neoconservative, and arguably, that makes him much worse than Trump. Now, look, I'm not going to get on the Trump bandwagon or anything like that, but I think you are correct, Mark, when you pointed out that Trump is the least warmongering president of our lifetime at this point, and I think that's a pretty much
well. I was alive during Jimmy Carter, and I'm going to have to give that title to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter didn't assassinate any foreign generals. Now, strategically, whether that's a good idea or not, like I'm not here to argue those points. What I'm saying is as a guy who has some affinity for DeSantis and, kind of liked Trump, what my thought on the topic is that Trump wants the presidency in part so that he can slow down the investigation into himself. And I don't, as a citizen of the United States, I don't find that a motivating reason to vote for a guy. So personally, I see DeSantis, like all the rest of the candidates, as somebody who wishes to ascend to the highest pinnacle of power. And I see Trump as that, plus a guy who's trying to forestall multiple felonies against him. So to me, I think that the felonies actually detract from Trump's campaign as opposed to add to it. Aria.
I suspect that most Trump supporters and most Republicans disagree. But, this is I'm not a Republican. You're not a Republican. So neither one of us know.
Well, I've registered as a Republican many times.
So have I.
So I can speak as a Republican if that's what I want. I voted Republican a hell of a lot more often than I voted Democrat.
Then technically, can I. And my point remains just as valid as yours.
So what do you think? Would you vote for Trump if they brought more felony charges against him and advanced charges? Because
I'm not a Trump supporter.
Okay,
and I'm not going to vote for Trump regardless.
Well, I'm not going to vote for Trump. I'm not going to vote for any of them because I don't have, I don't vote generally.
It's silly of us to have this conversation about which one is better.
You started it. You're like, I think they're making him into a martyr. And I don't think that that's so. I think that, in fact, that it's the opposite direction, that charges actually detract from Trump as a candidate, not add to him.
I understand that, but you're the one who started the DeSantis is better than Trump discussion here, not me.
Oh, no. I didn't say DeSantis is better than Trump. I said as somebody who likes him better.
Semantics. Okay, you don't like him. He's not better. You just like him better. Okay. Got it.
Okay. Look, I talked about this last night of the year, and I'll talk about it again. Trump.
Which is all meaningless because you're not voting for either one of them anyway.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll just go up to New Hampshire and vote. So let me finish my statement. Biden and Trump both have somewhere around a 40% approval rating and somewhere around a 60% disapproval rating. It's the same in the local in the recent polls. The only one who has a worse rating is Kamala Harris. So to me, I think that anybody that the Republicans put up is more likely to win against
since
Biden than
when,
Trump.
Since when do polls matter? I mean, since polls when matter. Have polls been accurate about what the Americans are going to do
they
in
had,
regards to the election?
Yeah, they had Hillary beating Trump on 2016.
Hillary did beat Trump.
Okay, that's a lunatic take, but what? Go ahead.
Hillary beat Trump. She got far more votes than Trump got. The polls were correct. They predicted who the vote getter was.
I would disagree that that's how that works, but okay. I mean, she won the popular vote, sure, but they're not. But why would they even poll for that? The popular vote's irrelevant.
Can we agree on the take that the polls were not breathtakingly wrong in 2016?
They were entirely wrong.
The polls are almost always wrong when it comes to, especially when it comes to presidential primaries.
Nate Silver gave Hillary Clinton a 95% chance to win the presidency on the day of the election.
Okay.
Yeah, I
and that's a 538. I mean, he literally, takes all of this polling data in and crunches it.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Every time, I don't have the polls in front of me, but every time, every presidential campaign, whenever the primary polls are happening, they're always really wrong. Like, they don't even come close to what the results of the actual elections come out to be. They never correctly predict who the presidential nominees are going to be.
Well, they asked the question, if the election were today, who would you vote for? And so they're accurate in so much as they're taking a snapshot of what the American people are saying at any given
time. They're only
accurate
as far as the 1,000 people that they spoke to.
Which is a hell of a lot better than zero. People want polls. And I would say that Joe Biden, the polls are correct. Joe Biden is the least liked president of my lifetime, or at least in recent history.
I'll give you that one. I mean,
okay.
It's
and Trump is equally disliked.
Well,
would you agree with that statement? The people that dislike
Republicans,
him dislike him seriously. Like, they hate him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the people who dislike Trump, I mean, dislike Biden, started an entire slogan that they chant everywhere they go, and that they put these three initials together, and everyone immediately knows what it means. So, like, we can't just say that the Democrats are unique in their hatred for Trump here, right? They don't have a catchy little slogan for F Trump.
I think that is what they say, though. F Trump, right?
Oh, really?
That's the thing.
It's not as catchy, though.
No, it's not. Let's go to the phones here. You're on Free Talk Live. Caller, what's your name?
Matthew.
From
Michigan.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
North Korea stealing a bunch of Bitcoin.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if you heard about that.
No. What is the allegation now? I mean, I've heard they've allegedly done this in the past. Is there a new incident?
I believe it's new. I think it was like 600,000 in Bitcoin.
600,000 Bitcoin or $600,000 worth of Bitcoin? Because that's a huge discrepancy.
Worth of Bitcoin. Yeah, dollars worth of Bitcoin.
Okay. So kind of chump change then for North Korea.
Yeah, like 20 or so Bitcoin, right?
So what about it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. What about it?
I was curious if you heard about it and what you guys thought about it.
Mark had a good question. Who did they steal it from?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm talking about the guy.
The United States government has stolen a hell of a lot more Bitcoin.
Yes, it has. Billions worth of Bitcoin.
You know, when they went and got Dread Pirate Roberts out of a library in San Francisco by creating a scene and then grabbing his laptop, I think they got many thousands of Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then there was the people who stole the Bitcoin from, was it Bitfinex? And they had, like, thousands of coins. They had billions of dollars worth of Bitcoin the federal government got a hold of.
There was recently the one who stole it from Silk Road.
That guy got caught as well.
He had, like, $3.4 billion worth of Bitcoin or something, and now it's in custody of the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, he got less than a year in prison.
How are they able to steal it?
Well, the government steal it by getting access to the wallets that are owned by these individuals by some means. So as Mark pointed out in the case of the Silk Road and Dread Pirate Roberts, a.k.a. Russell Ulbricht, they simply snatched him physically while he was logged into his encrypted laptop, and then they had access to all of his decrypted files at that point, which would have included the wallet files for the Silk Road or whatever was on his computer. In other cases, they may simply use intimidation to get potential witnesses to cooperate and turn over wallets and things like that. So that would be how.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
you know that Bitcoin's not hackable that much, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
But
I just want to make sure
that people
listening are clear.
Humans are hackable. Humans are subject to various different techniques, including the ever famous social manipulation. There's another term I'm missing.
Social engineering.
Social engineering. Thank you. Where basically you just trick somebody. And of course, a good example of this would be phishing emails, where a certain email will pretend to be from another company that you might have done business with, but it looks like the legitimate company's email, and you're not thinking about it. So you click on the link within the email, and then it appears to be the company that you've thought you were doing business with, but it's actually a fake website that's designed to make you think that it's that company. And then they ask you for your login information, which you give to them because you're thinking you're logging into the site. But they have actually stolen that information, and they use it to get access to your actual account on that actual site. Those sorts of things happen all the time to people. And so if you're not really careful with how you store your Bitcoins, then they could be in jeopardy. You do have to be aware.
Yeah, I'm just a gold and guns guy. I don't think too much of the Bitcoin necessarily, but...
Okay. Well, it's not for everybody.
I'm curious.
I hope that the gold heads way north here during this economic downturn, but it doesn't. It seems to have kind of laid flat. I'm hoping for the best, but haven't seen it really moving.
Yeah, I do love me some gold as well. Go ahead, caller.
I do a little hobby mining around here, too, for gold, so... It's always fun to find a little gold for beer money.
That's actually awesome. You've actually panned for gold successfully?
Yeah, Northern Michigan.
That's pretty sweet. How long does it take to get out there and like find it? I mean, how many hours do you have to put in before you snag some gold?
I'm not very good at it. I've put in a lot of time and found very little, but a couple hundred dollars worth over a year or two.
Okay.
Beats fishing. You don't have to clean fish afterwards.
Well, in the heat of the day when the fish aren't biting is when I do the mining.
I see.
And then I go back to fishing.
But in regards to your original question about North Korea, without knowing any details, and you didn't know any details to share with us, it's hard for us to make any statement about, whatever that situation might have been.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. And, Bitcoin cryptocurrency isn't right for everybody. If you aren't interested at all in the technology, then, yeah, you should definitely not get into cryptocurrency. You should at least have some desire to understand it. Not at an engineering level or anything like that. You don't need to know the code or anything like that. But you should at least get some basic concepts down about decentralized cryptocurrencies. Maybe watch a few introductory videos like you might be able to find over at Bitcoin.com, for instance. Learn the basics about cryptocurrency before you get into it, before you start feeling comfortable purchasing a thing that you don't know anything about. Does it have the potential to go up significantly over time? I would say it does. But then again, maybe we've seen the peak. Maybe Bitcoin will never go above $69,000 or whatever it was in early 2021. We have no idea what the future holds.
We don't, but the next few years are going to be interesting with everything going on with the SEC the Congress and legislation. It's going to be interesting to see how it shakes out.
Indeed. The number here, if you want to join the show, 603-283-6160. Story here about the Republicans changing their tune on law enforcement regarding the Trump indictment. According to the Washington
Post. Well, they're not really changing their tune. I would caution all the libertarians out there, like, oh my God, the Republicans finally agree with us on police. No, look, it's just this one example, this one guy, and if he was, you know, some black ex-president, if he was Barack Obama, they wouldn't care.
Mm. That's definitely true, and I think you're absolutely right about this, that once the Republicans get back in control of the law enforcement apparatus, they'll be back to the old ways and back to all the old sayings about law enforcement and we got to have a nation of laws and blah, blah, blah. Go ahead, Mark.
You don't think that if Trump wins that he's going to put out a witch hunt as much as he can on the FBI?
No.
No.
I think they think that.
I don't think they think that.
I think at best, all he's going to do is fire the FBI boss man and put a new boss man in place.
Yeah, then the FBI gave him crap when he was president. That Comey guy, whatever his name was, he was constantly giving Trump crap about something. And Trump didn't do anything about it then.
I don't know what he did and what he didn't do, but I can say that he seems to be pretty anti-FBI right now.
Yeah, well, talk is cheap. So here's a story, at least, though. Scores of Republican elected officials and activists have sought to discredit the integrity of federal agencies that have investigated and charged Donald Trump, marking another step away from the GOP's longtime positioning as the party of law enforcement. Trump and many of his GOP presidential rivals have argued without evidence, claims the article, that the Justice Department has unfairly targeted the former president, even as some of those candidates also asserted that the federal charges he faces should be taken seriously. Republicans on Capitol Hill and beyond have similarly aimed to portray the Justice Department and the FBI as politically motivated actors, which they absolutely are. The FBI, for as long as it has existed, has been a politically motivated actor. They have gone after, you know, they've investigated and harassed and threatened people as far back as Martin Luther King Jr., and allegedly were, you know, involved with Malcolm X's murder, from what I understand. And I mean,
JFK's is the accusation's been made anyway.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's just been no shortage of the FBI investigating political opponents, investigating people in certain political viewpoints, infiltrating political movements, starting political movements to attract people to them. They're well into the white nationalist movements, probably the black nationalist movements. They're into likely Antifa. They're into the alt-right. I mean, anywhere they can gin up any kind of, you know, controversy and violence.
Al-Qaeda?
That's right, the CIA.
Maybe then I've got the wrong one. Basically every Muslim attack that's occurred in the United States on soil in the last 20 years has been planned and funded to some extent by the FBI.
Oh, yeah, on soil, yeah, that's the FBI.
And libertarians, sure. Of course, also infiltrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, any political group that could change the status quo, they want to be a part of it so they can try to inject dissent within the ranks.
They try to come into New Hampshire and, you know, get people to buy illegal guns and
sure
God knows what.
Yeah, so we can talk more about it, though. Are the Republicans actually changing their tune on this one? If you are a Republican out there and you want to weigh in, you're welcome to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join the show here and bring up whatever you want on Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Yeah. USA News update. Former President Trump has pleaded not guilty to all 37 charges he's facing surrounding his handling of classified documents. Outside the Miami courthouse, his attorney, Alina Haba, described it as an unprecedented occurrence.
Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden himself, retained possession of classified documents that have not been prosecuted.
The indictment accuses Trump of storing classified information at his Mar-a-Lago residence. Food prices are up as of last month after dipping in the spring. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, prices at the grocery store went up 0.1% from April to May. If Alexa couldn't help you today, you weren't alone. After experiencing a widespread outage, it seems that Amazon Web Services are now operational again. The outage had a significant impact on various internet services and websites which rely on AWS for their functioning. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join the show if you want. If anything you want to discuss, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I want to say thank you to Free Talk Live supporter Patrick Easterday. He's a gold level supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. Gold level means he's doing $10 a month. Thank you, Patrick, for the support there. We definitely appreciate it. It helps us get the word out about the ideas of freedom, liberty, peace, cryptocurrency, alternatives to the violent status quo that we are so opposed to. Anyway, if you appreciate the mission that we're on here on Free Talk Live, you can go and join Patrick over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there through our Patreon. Maybe you don't like Patreon. You get some problem with them, which I don't blame you. There's one more opportunity for you, which you can join via to support us via our Odyssey channel. If you go to video.freetalklive.com and click the join button, I believe, up at the top of the channel, that will allow you to support us through Odyssey, which means that a portion of your fee will benefit Odyssey instead of helping the people over at Patreon. So you get to choose how you support the show. And once again, big thanks to Patrick Easterday for doing so at amps.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Thank you there, Brother Ian, Brother Mark, Sister Arya. Good evening.
What's on your mind tonight, Ricky?
Well, I'll tell you this. I figure maybe five and a half years I've been calling into this show. And I've probably talked more about civil rights than just about anything else, and that's what I'm going to be talking about tonight.
Okay.
And I'll say, you know, since I've come back upwards of 6 months ago, I've listened to a lot of things. A lot of things were new to me, but I'm going to talk about them tonight. Now, last night, and I'll start with this one. Now, of course, all civil rights are important, and I'm an advocate of all of them. But last night, I heard it was a Conejo. Now, of course, free speech, huh?
Conejo, yep.
Okay, good enough. But free speech, of course, is important. Now, he called in. How did he start it? Well, he imitated my accent, kind of like I just did now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that free speech? Of course it is, but so is. And I want to make a point here. So is making fun of somebody who wears glasses or making fun of somebody's hair. Or making fun of somebody's skin color, or you name it. Now, is it free speech? Sure, but it's not a cool thing to do at all.
Are you really upset that somebody called in and did a Ricky impression last night?
No, that's not where I'm going.
Is that what happened? Because I didn't hear it.
Yeah, Conejo started with a good one, like doing a Ricky with, like, Sister Aria.
I'm making a point here, Ian. I'm not upset. I haven't been able to have my feelings hurt since before I was an adult. Now, a couple of things I've observed, though.
What's the point of bringing up Conejo's call, then?
Because that has happened multiple times since I've been back. But I have a point beyond this. That's nothing.
You know, they say imitation is the sincerest form of flattery, right?
Indeed.
Yeah, but not making fun of somebody's accent. It'd be kind of like somebody ridiculing.
Oh, my goodness.
I disagree completely, Ricky. I think that this was very much imitation in the form of flattery.
Okay,
the guy
has
listened to enough of your calls. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. The guy's listened to enough of your calls. Listened to them. Like, he didn't turn off the radio when you came on. He listened to them that he could imitate your style. And deliver it. He didn't say, ha, 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 Ricky's an asshole at the end.
He did not.
He just imitated.
You can't say that on radio there, Mark.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too, but it's too late now.
But Mark is correct. He didn't insult you. He didn't go on to make his call about how terrible Ricky is.
Maybe I'm wrong with that, but I have a bigger point.
So I'm in this Facebook group that you're reminding me of. It's called Unlike You SJWs, I'm Not Offended and Don't Care at All, a novella. And it's all about, you know, people screenshotting these lengthy runs. I'm not offended. Offended at all, like you SJW says, like 4,000 words of them ranting about how offended they are.
I have a bigger point here.
Okay, Ricky, let's hear it.
Okay. Now, I have a bigger point. Now, one thing I have heard, though, since I've come back, and it does seem different than 17. And, you know, the important thing I look at, when you have rights, people, you know, tend to think about their rights, but they tend to not think about the rights of others, you know, and I'll give some examples of that. You know, something that I totally don't understand, and there's all, I don't have to even go into the list, but I'm going to give one of them. Ari was just talking. Now, it's funny because when I first called, I've always called Sister Aria, Sister Aria. But in all honesty, it took a while listening, till I realized that Sister Aria was a transgender girl and not just another girl host. See, because in 1968, I don't know what New Hampshire has, but Pennsylvania added an amendment to our Constitution that says, simply put, that there shall be no discrimination by sex, plain and simple. And see, it's funny because I have no problem casually and easily calling, referring to Aria as she, her, girl, things like that. But that's funny because most callers I notice tend to not do that. And to me, it seems completely natural. You know, and that's what I find troubling. You know?
So now you're upset over what callers are calling Aria?
Well, I think people tend to not look in the mirror and they think about themselves, but they don't think of other people. Like,
well, that's very kind of you, Ricky. However, I don't think Aria really cares about what callers say.
I know, but maybe somebody, maybe a listener. That's what I'm thinking. You know, when people call in, I mean, they don't have to care.
It's a good thing you have Ricky here to defend you, right, Aria? Thank goodness.
Well, I mean, they don't have to care about people's rights, but imagine whether it be another caller.
I don't think this is really an issue of rights, though. right?
Well, I mean,
you don't
that.
Have a right to have somebody call you
right.
your pronouns or whatever, right? Or
well,
call
I
you...
think there is because
no.
my defense states there's no discrimination by sex. Isn't that it? Plain and simple?
No, I think you have the right to discriminate by sex, though.
Yeah. Besides, when they're talking about discrimination, they're talking about, like, you know, you've applied to buy a home or, you know, get a college application or some other kind of thing that you're being denied, which I agree with Aria. I think that people should be free to discriminate. That's a basic tenet.
Unless they work for the government.
And in turn, I should be fair to discriminate against them by not going to bigots.
Yes.
But if I may, Aria... I mean, to me, I see you as a girl, period. That's it.
I don't know how we even got to this, but thank you.
I know, but I mean, some people have such a problem with that. And I don't personally understand why they have a problem seeing you as I do, just as a girl.
You're blind.
Well, you know what I mean. I've never seen that. I wish I could, personally. You know, but I don't understand. I mean, I'm not going to name names, but there is some regular callers that have a serious problem with this. Where does this come from? I wasn't raised that way.
No, that is a good question, Ricky. Where does it come from, the people who are just, it seems like, obsessing over trans people? Like,
I don't get it.
I don't either.
A girl or vice versa.
Yeah,
you know?
Maybe it has something to do with the old, the idea that these people who were used to be obsessed with the gays were actually closeted gays, right? Or they were obsessed with cracking down on, like, you know, children having sex with people they actually were interested in with that. Like, you catch these politicians who lead these
right.
charges in the bathrooms trying to do the very same things that they are against.
What's happening right now is very curious, though. Like, I have generally stopped just scrolling social media in general, but today I did because I was bored and didn't have anything else to do while I was letting my dog play at the
mm-hmm.
creek. And the very first thing I saw was someone ranting about trans stuff. The next thing, someone ranting about trans stuff. And it's just over and over again with some conservative or some conservatarian or whatever ranting about trans things. And, like, I honestly don't get it either. We are such a tiny portion of the population. Why are we being discussed like this? It's obsessive. It's crazy. It's unhealthy. You people have got to let this go. I got called a Marxist today.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, right. Like, that's how far these people
just
have
just because you're trans.
No, it was because I pointed out that, you know, most people in the LGBT community, most lesbians don't just call themselves lesbians anymore. Because lesbian is a broad term, that means a number of different things. Some people use the word sapphic to describe, or gynosexual, or finsexual. There's a bunch of different terms.
Have you
never heard of any of these?
Well, gynosexual means you're attracted to cis women, effectively, and... Finsexual means feminine in nature. Sexual means you're attracted to females of all categories. As sapphic is you're interested. It's not important, right? It's just different types of lesbianism.
Okay.
And this person was upset. So that didn't exist when I was dating. I'm glad I'm married now. It's like, well, okay. That's like saying that Netflix and chill didn't exist while you were dating. And now this is not a bad thing. This means that now we can be more accurate and what we like and what we don't like. And that, to me, is a good thing. So, like, this is Marxist. This is queer Marxist. I didn't know you were a queer Marxist. Because I prefer language that is more precise over language that is less precise. Is this seriously the place that we're at now, where trans person
social media
saying,
is absolutely a cesspool. There's no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it feeds that.
You're not going to get a good conversation about any one thing on social media. But I would say that there's some things that people have, the problems they have with trans folks that are ridiculous, and they have some problems with sort of the trans agenda, if there is such a
thing.
No,
they really don't.
That I think is reasonable.
No, absolutely not. It's all a mask for homophobia, and you can see this plainly with
no. Well, I don't think so.
Your
I can tell
is
you,
starting to come off.
Then just pay attention, Mark, or let a trans person who witnesses this explain it to you. Why watch it, it's a, you see these stories from the Human Rights Campaign or whatever saying, you know, it's, this is a genocide against gay people and gay people are fleeing Florida. And just go and look at these people on social media saying, thank God the gays are leaving Florida.
Mm-hmm.
These same people who just 6 months ago are like, no, we don't hate trans people. We're just trying to protect the kids. Now they're openly saying, oh, thank God we're getting these gays out of here. Get these fags out of here.
I don't actually care if somebody decides to leave Florida or New Hampshire or any particular state because some organization of socialists told them to.
But they're not fleeing because they want to. They're fleeing because they feel like they have to because the state is running
persecuted.
Them out. Yes.
Yeah.
Those
yeah.
are very different things.
I guess I'm not seeing this persecution in my daily life.
Yeah,
how
not
do
looking
you not?
For it. You're not looking.
But
not
what
looking
I can say is what I do see in the news and in social media is I see men winning women's biological men winning women's sports.
Do you
and
play women's sports?
I don't play women's sports.
Well, women
sports.
Don't need no. you to defend them, Mark.
Oh, but I have a wife and a mother, and I have friends with daughters.
Do any of them play women's sports?
And I know what fair looks like. And fair doesn't look like a biological man trouncing the crap out of women.
Then take it up with the sports agencies.
Until you take the position that this is unfair, people are going to say
I think Aria has taken that position. In
yeah,
fact.
But
that's
I don't care.
Exactly
because,
right.
But I don't care whether it's no. I don't.
She
I don't have to say anything.
It.
I'm not going to say it just to please you conservatives who get hard when you look at DeSantis. I don't care, man.
But the thing is, Aria has taken that position. I think you have said that it's inherently unfair for somebody who was born as a man.
Testosterone's a steroid.
To you know, people born as men have stronger upper body strength than women. Period. Right. But the solution here isn't to complain and whine about it. It's to say, hey, if your favorite sports league is letting people who were born biologically male compete with females, then it's an issue with that sports league. They need to be talked to by the people who care, by the people who
buy
their products.
Social media is kind of how we talk now. When your sports league is getting bad press.
It's how we engage in toxicity.
You contact them directly if you want them to know how you feel about a thing. And there are certain leagues who do not allow this from happening. It's usually the governments that are allowing this, by the way. There was some story that I had. It's not on my show prep for tonight. But it was about a ruling by a government court that said, well, if you're a government school, you got to allow it. So it's happening within the government structures, but like actual sports leagues that are separate from the state, they get to set their own rules.
And to be fair, Mark, I don't play any sports either. If I was to get back into kickboxing, I would obviously not compete in the women's division simply because I don't think that's fair and I don't believe in
it. I don't think it's fair either.
Right.
And that's all I'm saying.
Okay, but Mark, I'm not finished. One of my best friends has a master's degree in some sort of physical education thing. I don't know. She was going to be a soccer coach. So she played soccer in high school. She coaches girls soccer. And she put it to me like this. No one cares about trans athletes until they win. And
right.
that's
no
the bottom
one would
line.
Care about a man competing in women's sports until he won.
They lose all the time. Trans women are everywhere losing
lose
in women's sports. And no one's upset about that. It's not until these people win that conservatives get upset.
Look, there's a biological difference. If somebody was born with an X and a Y chromosome, they're going to have a physical advantage, just as you said, and I get it. When they lose, no one cares. And people only care when they win. But you know, like, for
well,
instance, when the women's
most of them lose.
When the U.S. women's soccer team lost from 2-7 to a 15-year-old boys soccer team in Texas, I think that put a finer point on it than I ever could.
I'm not familiar with
so
that.
So the boys were better
happens
athletes?
All the time. The U.S. women's soccer team plays young men's teams all of the time and loses all of the time. It happens often.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between biological men and biological women. I'm
That's
willing
what we
to
just
say
talked about.
Trans women all day long. Like, Aria is a trans woman and deserves to be treated as such because she conducts herself in such a fashion. I have no particular problem with that.
But you just want a white knight for women's sports.
I have friends and family. Look, if my wife decided to compete in jiu-jitsu against somebody who decided to transition... Yeah, I think I'd be a little upset.
Well, Mark, that's not really fair because plenty of cis women, you know, born with vaginas and everything, have higher levels of testosterone than genetic men, than cisgender men. You know, right?
I can see the point. I can see the point that's made, but I think that you need to make a distinction
somewhere.
Here's the distinction
that's,
I'm willing to make.
Since
you brought the topic up, I will put a solution on the table. And that solution is that we have two leaks. One for people who are born with two X chromosomes. And yes, you can test them.
But
and
that's
yes,
useless.
Some women are, will be kicked out because they thought they were women, end up with, oh my God, there's a XX and a Y. And that will happen. There's a league for people with two X chromosomes, and then there's a league for everybody else. And that's it. There's your solution.
No, that's a terrible solution because chromosomes don't differentiate which one is better at sports. It's literally just testosterone. And some women have higher levels of testosterone than men. If you're going to measure, if you want some sort of scientific basis upon which you can measure and differentiate these two groups, you have to go with testosterone levels, not chromosomes.
Any athlete with that's building muscle and that kind of thing is going to have more testosterone than some sedentary dude who does what I do for a living.
That doesn't matter. There are plenty of women athletes out there who have more testosterone than male athletes. I mean, these things happen. Hormones levels vary among individuals.
Okay.
There was recently a sprinter who they accused her of being trans. She was from somewhere in Africa because she had unusually high testosterone levels.
Yeah,
and it turns out she's just a girl, right?
Yeah.
But people were freaking out, going, "Oh my God, this person's trans!"
Did they test this, or did she have to?
Why do people? Why do chromosomes factor into the equation in the beginning?
Because it's an easy way, a shorthanding of figuring this out.
But I've already proven to you they don't work. Some women have higher levels of some XX people have higher levels of testosterone than XY people. So what difference do the chromosomes make?
There needs to be a distinction. And how would you make this distinction?
It's not my place to make this distinction.
I don't exist in the society of dividing.
Your distinction is to divide these people into groups based on their testosterone levels, but to not call it testosterone and to instead look at their chromosomes that don't affect their actual testosterone levels. Yes, that's a bad idea. If you're going to divide them by testosterone levels, use testosterone levels.
In an XX league, and they would be happy with that. And that's the solution that would keep people relatively happy. Look, we made a league for
people. You're also assuming that these trans women athletes have XY chromosomes. They might not.
I'll bet some of them may have XXY and a whole variety of
them. Some of them may just have XX. You don't know.
Then why in the world would somebody need to transition if they had two X chromosomes?
Because human sexuality is weird, man. Have you never looked into it? Like, people are, like, XX...
Well, I don't spend a lot of time figuring out hermaphroditia, but my understanding of it is...
Some XX people can be born with, like, full-on male equipment, man.
Nope, never heard that.
Okay, well, look into it. It happens.
Okay, Mark, you brought up jiu-jitsu. And by the way, Ricky, thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks for opening up this can of worms that I hate discussing.
Yeah.
And why do I have to be a biologist just to defend my existence or the existence of trans people doing something they want to do in the first place, Mark?
I mean,
look,
Mark,
all I'm saying is that they should have a league where trans people can compete against people that is fair.
Is there a Nothing problem is fair. Currently in jiu-jitsu? I mean, like, are the jiu-jitsu
yes.
leagues...
Listen to Joe Rogan. The guy does announcing for jiu-jitsu, and apparently some women have been, like, broken in half competing.
Okay. It's called De La Chapelle syndrome, Mark. It's XX male syndrome, and that's effectively what it is people with two X chromosomes being born, being assigned male at birth, basically. There are only so many ways I can say this on the air. But basically, it's a dude, but they have XX chromosomes.
Yeah, I'm really surprised to hear it. I had never heard this before. Do you have any idea of how many people in a million this happens to?
Does it matter?
Yeah.
Why?
Because
then people are just going to fall back with, okay, well, this doesn't count because it applies to
0.1%
of people out there.
It counts. It counts for those people that it accounts for. But
it just
sounds
like the same kind of thing people say when they're like trans people are like 0.1%.
I've proffered a solution, and until given a better solution, I'm going to continue to use that solution. I am open to new solutions, but my solution is people who have two X chromosomes should have been in a league. I have now been presented with an interesting case that may stand in the way of this particular thing, and I wonder to myself how many dudes who have two X chromosomes have ever bothered checking what kind of chromosomes they have.
Almost, though, first of all, but I do have your number here. Of those who get detected, it seems to be about 1 in 20,000 newborn males have XX chromosomes.
Interesting.
Okay.
It's a much larger
number.
Here's
what I'm not clear on, Mark. You're saying that within the jiu-jitsu community, of which you are a part.
Not anymore.
That there was a problem or is a problem with trans people competing in women's tournaments?
I think that there was a problem in the past. That doesn't happen anymore.
Why is that?
because they hurt people.
What does the league do about that?
There was one MMA fighter recently, I think it was last year or the year before, who transitioned, and then she broke someone's skull, and it was horrific. This trans woman did. But in her very next match, she got the crap beaten out of her by another woman, right? To say that she only won because she was a woman is fundamentally not what happened in that particular scenario. They're beating each other in the head with their fists. Someone's skull is bound to get cracked at some point.
What happened, Mark? Why was it not a problem later?
Why was it not a problem?
You said it was a problem later. Having trans
people. Because people won't put up with this. And they're not going to listen to this. Like, all the excuses in the world, well sometimes the biological men lose.
I just want to know
and all
happened.
That stuff. And they're just like,
hold on.
What I'm telling you is this.
You're giving me all this rationale.
In the MMA community, this lady got her skull cracked. In other situations, in jiu-jitsu, people have gotten their arms pulled out of socket and a variety of things.
Her name is Fallon Fox, and she's still in MMA. She hasn't. People have put up with it, basically.
But what I was trying to understand is you said it was a problem. It's not a problem now. People got mad. Did the league decide to change their rules?
I don't know the specifics.
I can tell you no.
Okay, well, then that's a problem.
The IBBJ, IBJJF, didn't change their ruling on this?
I'm looking at what Fox News has to say about it, and they are suggesting that UFC and MMA have not changed the rules regarding trans fighters.
Well, UFC and MMA don't really care what happens to the people who walk into the ring. They're just
Well, Fallon Fox, the woman you're referring to who broke someone's skull open, was a trans woman.
You
was
mentioned
the first
it,
MMA
and
fighter.
I agreed. I remember. I've heard that story too, and it's a horrifying story.
Well, then what anecdote are you pointing to? Because this is actually the actual story here.
I wasn't prepared for this, so I don't have stories for this. I can look something up.
But just to focus back in on the jiu-jitsu community, again, that's different from MMA or whatever.
Yes, it is, a little bit.
So in jiu-jitsu, you're saying people got hurt, but you don't think that anything has changed, or they did change?
I think that the IBJJF has changed their rules.
Okay, problem solved.
What
is all the controversy about?
Like, what do you mean all the controversy?
If women don't want to have fights with people who were born as males who are now presenting as women, then they should just turn around and say, you know what? This is not a league that I want to participate in.
Mark, the IB, whatever it is,
IBJJF.
I don't know how to tell you this, but they don't use chromosomes. They go by testosterone level. Which was my idea.
Huh.
Okay, well, I'm
because
glad to hear it.
Use objective
Aria?
Measurement. That's
the
only one you can use.
I don't propose to be right. I'm just trying to come up with a solution. As a guy sitting on the sideline that thinks it's ridiculous that biological men get in and compete with women, and look, this is the only area that I have a problem, and I don't know why me even talking about it is some kind of insult to you. I'm trying to come up with a solution that's fair for everybody involved, including
but
the trans
women. But
you
don't even sit on the board of these different groups.
And so I should just have no opinion as a talk show. I should not have an opinion on this topic, but an opinion on every other freaking topic.
No one cares about your solution is, honestly.
They don't care about any of my solutions to anything, but we do radio here.
I just don't understand why I have to, defend trans women in sports, simply because I'm a trans person.
You can stop
anytime
you want.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. It is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.